Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Vav in Maseches Shabbos, the 138th daf in Shas. We pick up with the Mishnah 12 lines from the bottom where we had left off. Va'od klal acher amru. Our perek had begun in klal gadol, that there was a big rule for Shabbos. That klal that we had learned differentiated between different types of Shogeg. The perek had begun on daf semach zayin of the base. Kol ha-shochech, klal gadol amru b'shabbos, kol ha-shochech, ikur shabbos, va'asam alachos harbe b'shabbos os harbe, einu chayiv ela achas, someone who's not aware of the Yisr Shabbos, which the Gemara worked mightily to understand what would that case be. In such an instance, even though he does many melachos, he'll be chayiv only one karben chatas. So since we introduced the perek with klal gadol, we then went on with one of the most important rules of Shabbos, and that is the 39 Malachos. And now, that was on Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, and now on Ayin Heim Abeis, we begin another klal in regards to Otsah. Vod klal acher amru kol ha-kosher lahatzniya umatzniyin kamohu. Anything that is, here the word kosher doesn't mean halachically acceptable, but normative. To be hidden, an object that a person would want to hide, umatznien kamohu, and he hides that object in that shear. In other words, it's a significant shear. A piece of wood might be significant for a person. That would be kosher lahatznio. However, it wouldn't be matznia kamohu if it's the size of a nail's width. That wouldn't be Matzni and Kamo. Votziu b'Shabbos, and he takes it out on Shabbos, then it's a shear that's significant. Chayiv Chatas, he's Chayiv Karmen Chatas. Allah. V'kol she'ein kosher latzniyo, but something that is not something that an individual, normally, most individuals, hide. Ve'ei matzni and kamohu, and or, it doesn't have a shear the size. Votziu b'Shabbos, and the individual took it out. Eino chayiv ela hamatzniyo. The only one that is going to be chayiv is someone who would, for whatever reason, keep this as valuable and hide it. Gemara continues, Kol ha-kosher la-tsnuye la-fuke mai. When the Mishnah says that people normally want to hide it, what type of instance is it coming to exclude? Rav Papa amar la-fuke dam nida. Rav Papa says it's coming to exclude menstrual blood, that people normally don't hold on to it. Mar Ukfa Amar Lafuke Atzei Asherah. Mar Ukfa says it comes to exclude the wood of Avodah Zarah. Madamar Dam Nida, the Madamar who says that, referring to Dam Nida, Kol Shekein Atzei Asherah, certainly Atzei Asherah. Umadamar Atzei Asherah, Avod Dam Nida Matzniin Lei Lashunra. But Dam Nida is put aside for a cat. In those days, it was common for a cat to eat, to be given blood. V'idach, and what does the other man da amar hold in regards to damnida that we said that people don't save it, don't cats get nourishment from it? Kivin de cholsha lo matzniyale. There was a tradition, and that is that someone who gives a cat blood, so then that cat, the individual becomes weak. So for that reason, people do not set it aside. Amar Yisrael Bar Chanina, Haitlok Reb Shimon, Dikur Reb Shimon, Ha'amar Lo Amru Kol Asher Urin Halalu Ela L'matznien. Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that when it comes to the Isser of Hotzah, the Isser of Hotzah only applies L'matznien, for those who would normally hide it. In other words, if you had a piece of wood that a rich people would normally not hide, even if a person took out, the rich person took out something that had that shear, nevertheless he would not be chayiv on hotzah. The only time he'd be chayiv on hotzah is if it's something that the wealthy person himself would put aside. According to our Mishnah, it sounded that as long as the average person would put it aside, then if it has the necessary shear, he'd be chayiv. Be'ezer Hashem, we continue on the top of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. I'm again zocha to learn with the young budding Talmidei Chacham Ramat Beit Shemesh. In fact, Yoni Freilich, who's sitting next to me, tells me that his great-grandfather, B'li Ayin Hara,
listens over the internet. So the boys wanted to, again, to go around. And who's sitting right on my right side?
Yoni Freilich.
Asher Zalka.
Yossi Bernstein.
Eitan Freelander.
Arya Lev.
Menachem Eisenstein.
Bezer Hashem, we continue on the top of Ayin Vav. Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ha Deloka Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. What we're referring to over here, what we're referring to is what we had learned in the Mishnah. We had learned on the Mishnah in Ayin Heim Abeis on the Badim, that the halacha is that when it comes to carrying out on Shabbos, that if a person carries out something that is chashuv to everybody else, so then in such a case you would be over the Isser. But for most people it's not considered chashuv, the object is not considered chashuv, so then in such a case it doesn't qualify as the Isser of Otsah. So says Rabbi Lazar on the top of Ayin Vav Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hadalok Rabbi Shimon Elazar. This halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Sanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kol She'ena Kosher Lahatznia. Let's say you have an object that people don't normally hide. We learned that the only time you hide an otzah are things that people normally hide. So what happens if you have something that people don't normally hide? And then somebody decided that to him it's chashuv. Let's see, I see something on the floor. Most people, it's not chashuv to them. But one person decides, you know what, this piece of paper is exactly the thing that I want. So then in such a case, so then what's the halacha? V'hitznihu. So one person came along and hid it. Uba acher v'hotzio. And then someone else came along and took it out. Nischayev zeh b'machshava shel zeh. So then in such a case, there is going to be an isur. Why? Because if Reuven was machshav it, even though for most people it's not considered chashuv, that's enough to create the Isser. Why is our Mishnah against that? Because our Mishnah had told us that the only thing you're going to be chayiv on are things that call akosher lahatznia matznia, the things that most people are matznia, but not things that one person does. So Rabbi Lazar says that sheet of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that if one person is machshivin, then it's enough to be chayiv, that goes against our Mishnah. We continue with a new Mishnah, six lines from the top. Hamoitzi teven kimale pi para. If a person takes out straw that is the size of what goes into the mouth of a cow, Eitza is a...
Also, it's
a form of grain as well, like a raw form of grain. Kimale pi gamal. This is what the camels used to eat. Amir is another type of grain. Kimale pi tle. This is what sheep used to eat. Asavim is grass. Kimale pi gdi, what goats ate. Alei shom v'alei betzalim, or leaves of garlic and leaves of onions, lachim, that are moist. Kigrogris, the shear is a grogris. A grogris is about the size of a small date. Yveshim, if it's dry, so then that's what the goats would also eat. Kimale pi gdi. Ve'em etzdarfen zem zeh. But what happens if you have half of the olim of Bitzalim and half of Tevin? So then the shiurim are not mitzdarif. Because each one has a different shear. If Chazal say that each one has a different shear, then that indicates to us that it's separate, and therefore it's not mitzdarif. So Menachem Eisenstein asks a good question. Would we say that Yveshim Kamale Pigdi joins, Yveshim joins together with what the Gemara had said of Asavim Kamale Pigdi? I'm not sure. Go ask your father. He doesn't know. What can we do? All right, says the Gemara further. My Eitza. So what exactly is Eitza? So here the Gemara spells out a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Teven Shel Mine Kitnius. The hay of types of legumes. Gyasar Vini Omar, Hamoitzi Tevin Kamale Pi Para. If a person takes out the hay or the straw that is the size that will go into a cow's mouth, the gomel, that he takes out for a gomel. In other words, what did we learn in our Mishnah? That when it comes to a gomel, we learn Eitza Kamale Pi Gomel. And Tevin is Kamale Pi Para. So what happens if he takes out Tevin? for a gomma, what would the halacha be in such a case?
Isn't it a shear? It's not picking up four.
Oh, so, okay. So Yosef points out that you could understand the side to say that you would be chayv. At the end of the day, this is the shear of the ochel. So what would the other side be? Excellent question. What would the other side be? So let's take a look. Let's take a look and see the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says you're Potter. Be'urta. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said that in the morning. Be'urta Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Letzafra. These are two important words that the young men should be learning. Urta being in the at night. See, I'm mixing them up now. Urta means it at night, and the tzafra in the morning is the morning. Urta, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Nachi. The tzafra the next morning, Hadar Bey, he was chozer. So the Gemara says that when it comes to the Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Rabbi Yochanan was chozer. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Shapir Avid the Hadar. It was good that he was chozer. Dalo chazi legamal, because it's not shayich for a gamal. So, since it wasn't shayach for a gomel, he shouldn't be chayev. Abaye is going to ask Yosef's question. Amale Abaye, Adarabba, Kidamei Kara, Mistabra, the Chazi Lapara, it's shayach for a par. Who cares about the fact that his intention was for a gomel? It's Chazi for a para. Ella rather says the Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin, Amar, Hamotzi Teven, Kimale Pi Para, the gomel de Kule Amalo Pligi, Yosef Svara wins the day. Kule Amalo Pligi de Chayev, that Allah is going to be that he's chayev. He pligi, when did we have the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? B'motzi eitza kimalei pi para lipara. If he took out the average age of the shear, Baruch Hashem doubled. Kimalei pi, the Gemara says, B'motzi eitza kimalei pi, but it's not true. Yoni Zaydi is, yeah. Yoni's great-grandfather also listens, so... So Be'ezer Hashem, you have many, many more years to catch up to that. So says the Gemara, Kimali Pipar Legamal Dekuli Amalo Pligi Dechayiv Ki Pligi Bemotzi Eitza Kimali Pipar Lepara. When do we have the Machlokis? The Machlokis is when he took out this type of bran, which was for Kimale Pipara for a para. Now, who normally eats the Eitza? What did our Mishnah say? The Gomal. Oh, so now we have a real Shaila. If he took out the shear of the para for what the para normally eats, even if his intention is for a Gomal, it doesn't matter because he took out the right food for which a para would eat, that's enough to be mechayivim. But now the shayla is a different type of shayla. B'motzi eitza kimalei pi para lepara. Now that food is not eaten by the para. The para eats the what? The para eats the teven. So then we have a shayla. V'ipcha itmar. Not only that, Rabbi Yochanan's shita was the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan amar pater. Rabbi Yochanan says your pater is shlakish amar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds your pater, and Rabbi Shlakish says that you're going to be chayiv. So beforehand we had the gears of Rabbi Yochanan saying chayiv. Now we have the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan and Omar Potter. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say Potter? Achila al yedei tchak lo shma achila. At the end of the day, the para would eat the eitzah. The para was very, very hungry. He would eat it. So he holds achila al yedei tchak is not going to be considered an achila. However, Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Omar chayiv. Achila al yedei tchak shma achila. Achila al yedei tchak is also considered achila. Taisvis and Dibra Maskla Achila Ayudea Atchak asks that at the end of the day, these paskin in Hilchas Nezikin, Achila Ayudea Atchak Shmei Achila. If my animal damages in a way that he eats something that's not normal for him to eat, so if he damages in a way that's entirely abnormal, so that's not a normal form of hezek, that might be a type of tam. However, achila yedei atchak, we say shma achila is considered achila. So Tosis asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan say achila yedei lo shma achila? Tosis dibar maskla achila. So Tosis answers, hani milinim nezikin dulo chashvina le mishuna. In terms of nezikin, to be considered an abnormal type of nezik that you won't pay nezik shalim, it has to be really, really, really strange. Avalach shuva leinyan Shabbos lo chashir for achila. For to be considered a shear for Shabbos, then it has to be the absolute normal way of eating. Like later on, we're going to have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk about in those days, people, you didn't take into account whole wheat. Whole wheat and bread, the Mishnah says later on, which is today's halacha from the Daily Daf. So there, today's halacha from the Daily Daf is whole wheat versus white bread in halacha. It's fascinating. It comes out from our Gemara, and whether the halacha might change today. But in the time of Chazal, people didn't eat whole wheat. What does it mean people didn't eat whole wheat? So the Gemara says poor people even those days. Nowadays, whole wheat costs twice as much. Once upon a time, whole wheat was 1/5 of the price, let's say. So things have changed. The times are changing, but the halacha doesn't change. The halacha adjusts to the new realities. So in such a case, to be considered on Chayiv on Shabbos, it needs to be that it's the normal way, the ideal way. And those days, whole white wheat, white bread was the ideal, whole wheat wasn't. So we see the same yisod from this Tosfos, that in order to be Chayiv, you need something that is the ideal form. For Nezikin, it's not so strange. And since it's not so strange, we say Achila Yidei Atchak, Shema Achila. Continues the Mishnah. Amir Kamale Pitzle. This is what's called shibolin, certain types of parts of the grain. So there, the sheep would eat it, and that's the shear for to be over on Hotzon Amir. Va'atani kegrogris. The Gemara asks, but then we learn it was the size of a small date. And says the Gemara, idivi chachiurahu. It's the same shear. The Mishnah said, Ali shum vali betzalim lachim kegrogris viveshim. Kimale piagi hagdi veim etzdarfen zeb zem bepnei shelo shavu b'shiu rehem. They're not the same. Amrav Yosi b'Rav Chanina eim etzdarfen lechomer shebehen. You cannot be mitzdarif to the more chomer of them. Aval, however, we're going to explain in a moment what that means. Aval mitzdarfen lekal shebehen. The Mishnah told us each one had a different shear, and those shiurim don't combine. Says the Gemara, that's only it's a mitzdarfen shelechomer shebehem. But lekal shebehem it is mitzdarf. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi inside. Halfway through the Amud, Rashi, a mitzdarfen lechomer shebehem, misha shiure gadol, havikal. If it's a large shear, then it's considered light. Ve'em mitzdarf lehachmir shiure shelechomer. The lo chashiv kiyahu, because it's not considered that chashiv. So let's say you have something that in order for it to be, let's say just make up numbers. Let's say for a teven, in order for it to be have a chashiv shear, it needed to be 5 ounces, right? And when it comes to amir, let's say, again, I'm not being precise at all. Let's say amir is 3 ounces. So the halacha goes like this. If the shear is gadol, so that's the para that we said is 5 ounces, it's eino mitzdaref, it wouldn't be mitzdaref for the shear of the 3 ounces, the amir. The lo chashuv kiyahu, because it's not so chashuv. Aval hachashuv, mashlem es hakal, l'kishir tevim mitzdaref. But if you have something whose shear is 3 ounces, so then that would certainly be mitzdaref with the one that is more. Mitzdarifim eitzel hashlem pi gamal. Rashi even gives us the examples of which ones are which. Exactly. Because it requires less to be considered achila, that's what makes it more chashuv. Correct. Okay, let's continue on in the Gemara. Amra, again, let's see it inside first. 8 lines from the bottom. Amra b'yosef ha-chanina, ein mitzdarfin l'chomer shebehem, avo mitzdarfin l'kal shebehem. But it would be mitzdarif for the more lenient ones. And in this case, the lenient one is the larger shear. The kol de lo shovu b'shureya mi mitzdarfin asks the Gemara, and do we ever have some that has different shear not being mitzdarif? The truth is, when we learned the Mishnah, we thought they're not mitzdarif at all. So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yosef Chanina is saying quite a chiddush. And the Gemara is going to ask that this isn't only halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. It's also halacha in Tumah V'Tahara. In Tumah V'Tahara we have different shiurim of the size of an object that's able to be mekabel tumah. And it depends on the object of the size whether it's mekabel tumah. So says the Mishnah in Kalim, Perichov Zayin. The halacha is V'atanam. We learned in the Mishnah, Habeged Gimal Gimel. A beged, in order to contract tuma, needs to be 3x3 tefachim. Vasak, and a bag, dalet al dalet, 4x4. In other words, less than that, we don't consider it chashuv. Va'ar, leather, hey al hey, 5x5. Mapetz, it's another form of clothing. I'm not sure the exact translation of it. Vav al vav, 6x6. Vitani Allah, and we learned in regards to Yishurim, ha beged, vasak, va'ar, Habegid Vasak, beged and a sack, that means a shear of 4 and 3. Hasakva or is 4 and 5. Ha'or va'amapes mitzdarfim zemzeh. Each one of them join with each other. V'am Reb Shim Matam, and what's the reason? Mipnei shiruyin l'tamei moshav, because they're often used together to sit on. People would join them together. So since they would normally use them to sit them together, so we contract tumas moshav, so then we say that they're mitzdarif. So we're medayik. The Mishnah in Kalim says that they join together. Taima deruyin l'tamei moshav, that's only because it's roi to be l'tamei moshav. Avol ein roi l'tamei moshav lo. But if it's not, doesn't have that potential, it's not mitzdarif. Amarava hachanami chazia l'dugma. No, it could be used for storefronts. There are times that they would gather, they would join these things together. If somebody wanted to advertise that he sells teven, eitza, amir, and so on, he didn't put the whole shear. He would show a little bit of each one of those grains and put it in his storefront. L'dugma, an example. And that's enough for us to say that it would be mitzdarif, since a person would use them to and join them together in certain instances. That's, and you would not only have it alone in its shear, you would combine it with other things. That's how Rashi explains it. So there the halacha is that it's combined. Let's begin Beis Hashem, the new Mishnah on the top of Ayin Vav on the Beis. Hamotzi ochlim kigrogris chayiv. Someone who takes out food that the size of grogris,
it's chayiv umitzdarfin.
So this is going to be quite different than what we saw in the previous Mishnah, because this is an Adam, correct? Umitzdarfin zezeh mipnei sheshavu b'shiureihem, because they have the same shear. But again, you're right, Yosef, it's an Adam, but the yisod is that whenever you see a different shear, then the odds are it's not going to be mitzdarif. So over here, because ochel all have the same shear of a kegrogris, so then in such a case it joins together. Chutz mikli pasan, except for its shells, its vigarinein and its seeds, vuktsein and its stems, vesuban and its bran, umursagin, that's another type of chaff. All of those things don't combine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz mikli pe'adoshin shemispashlos be'imohen. And Rabbi Yehuda also says we exclude the shells of lentils that are cooked with them. What does it mean that we exclude them? That the exclusion of the exclusion, that since it's normal for a person to cook the lentils with the klipin, so then the klipos, so then in such a case, they join together, they're mitzdarif for the shear. Very well said by everybody. Now Rabosai, this is amazing over here, because what emerges is that here you have bran is excluded from the shear of bread. Says the Gemara, v'supin umarsin lo mitzdarfin, you don't include the bran? So in the halacha from the Daily Daf, we discuss that it could very well be Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Rav Yashiv's son-in-law, goes so far as to say that it could be today the halacha, this Mishnah is no, the halacha, the Mishnah changes, that it would be mitzdarif. That's the biggest chiddush of how far the halacha would change. Because once upon a time, people didn't eat whole wheat bread generally, or wealthy people did not eat whole wheat bread. Now there is one place where the halacha takes into account the bran. In the Mishnah, we don't take into account the bran at all. And the Gemara is going to ask that there is a time that we take the bran into account. It asks the Gemara about Tanan. We learned in Challah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Chameshes Rivon Kemach, that means 5/4 of a calf, which is the shear of Challah, is 43 beitzim. And by the way, what's the great way to remember the shear of Challah is 43 beitzim. If I'm not mistaken, the gematria of challah is 43. That's the way to remember that the shear of challah is 43 beitzim. Problem is, it doesn't help you in halach when your wife is asking you, Amir Hashem, when your wives are going to ask you whether you need to take off challah, the answer is not 43 beitzim. You got to know. So the basic rule in some is to be chayim in atar is 2 pounds, and many are machmir up until that's for doraisa. That would be midrabanan, and midoraisa for a bracha. So then, or let me say it differently, for the chiyuv of bracha, because the rice is complicated, for the chiyuv of bracha, it would be 5 pounds. Some say until 5 pounds, you would not make a bracha. The way I'm from America. I'm from America. Kilo, I still haven't, I'm in base tefillah. Everything's in English. What's that? In kilo, right, okay. All right. So the Gemara asks, well, tonight didn't we learn Chameshavam Kemach? Va'ot Chayav Lechala. Hein V'subim U'mursanon. That the brand combines. It is Mitzdarif Tashir. Amar Abaye Shekein Ani Achal Pito B'Isa B'Lusa. That an Ani would eat it as part of the mixture. Las is the mixture. B'Lusa, it would be Mitzdarif. But on Shabbos, it's not Mitzdarif. But on both sides, Emir Tzeshem, when you're going to learn B'Iyun, so you need to ask yourself the following question. But it's only the Ani. In Shabbos, we don't take into account the Ani. Why all of a sudden when it comes to Challah do we take into account the Ani? So who asks all these great Lamed Shekashas? Who asks them? The Chayim, the Ksois, who asks all these guys? Who asks all these Lamed Shekashas? I'm sorry. The Ksais, who asks all these Lamed Shekashas? Rashi! Rashi's the best Rebbe of them all. Not the internet, not the recordings. Rashi is the best Rebbe. Take a look. Not why you tell her. It says Rashi. Dibra Maska Blusa. Mu Reves Besubana. Ubimursana. Hilkach Lechem Haaretz Karina Be. It's called the Lechem of the Aretz. If some people eat it, that's a lumdus or Rashi's saying. If some people eat it, it's already called Lechem Aretz. Umiu le'inyan Shabbos, but when it comes to Shabbos, midi dechoshev ba'inan. To be considered otsa, it needs to be something that is choshev. V'satmayu dahani lav ochal ninu. And something that stam is not considered ochal. So you need a sheer choshev when it comes to Shabbos, but when it comes to other things, the halacha is going to be different. Six lines before the end of Perek Klal Gadol. I have to say, as we're finishing Klal Gadol, you guys are amazing. I didn't think we would be here still learning with a bunch of 13-year-olds in the end of Perek Klal Gadol. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give you the koach to continue. So the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chutz Miklipay Doshim Hamispashlos Imohen. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Klipay Adoshim do combine. The Gemara is Medayik Adoshim in, lentils, yes. Polin low, but not beans. Vatanya, but didn't we learn Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chutz Miklipay Polin Vadoshim that both of them combine? Says Gemara, Lo Kasha, Habachadati, Habatiki. Depends if we're talking about new ones or old ones. Says Rashi, Polin Chadati are mitzdarif. The Klipots are mitzdarif. Atiki, my time below. Why are the old ones not? So those get dark. Amar Rabbi Avob, Neshinirin Kizvubim Bat Ka'ara. Really, it tastes good, but the garnish. Look up that word in the dictionary. You guys should hold on to your English. Even though you're in Eretz Yisrael, hold on to your English. The garnish doesn't look that good because it looks like flies in the soup. When they have the old, when it gets old, the shell would get darker. And even though it tasted fine, but it looked like flies in the soup. And you know how disgusting that appearance is. So for that reason, it wouldn't be considered something that's mitzarek. Baruch Hashem, Hadron Alach Klal Gadol. We were zoichet to finish the seventh perek of Maseches Shabbos, and as Menachem pointed out, this is kimat the halfway point of the Maseches. Okay, Beizur Hashem, let's begin Perek Hamotzi Yayin. Zot Dehelig Mishnah. Hamotzi Yayin Kedem Zigas Hakos. In order to be chayiv on Hotzah of Yayin, it needs to be the amount of wine that you would have in the meziga of a kos. Now here, the word meziga as a kos, I don't know if I'm being precise, but as a way of bringing it out, I would say meziga as a kos over here is a noun, not a verb. Meziga means to pour, which is a verb. But meziga as a kos is a certain amount of wine. A certain amount. Chalav, when it comes to the shear of carrying out milk, kedei gmiya, the amount of milk that would be swallowed at one time. Dvash, the amount of honey, kedei litain al akosis. Hakosis is the wounds on an animal that would come from the loads that were put on the back of a camel, for that matter, probably as well for a donkey. And in those days, they would put honey on it, and that would provide relief for the donkey. Shemen, what about oil? Kedei lasuch eiver katan, in order to anoint a small part of the body.
By the way, just going back to the honey, if you're taking it.
So Reb Tzvi is pointing out that we had seen before that what a person takes into account, so what his motivation for, if he wants it for himself, then maybe the halacha is going to change. But what we came out in the maskana of that Gemara is that these things are the objective shear. And if you want it for yourself, but it's the shear of Devash, Kidelitein Alakasis, by definition, you're going to be chayef. I think that was what came out from the maskana of the previous Gemara. Even if you don't own a horse, the shear will be Devash. The shear will be Devash, Kidelitein Alakasis. Shemin kidei losu chaver katan, mayim kidei losu fem es hakilar. In those days, they used to put an ointment for an eye infection, but that ointment was mixed with water. So the amount of water to be considered chashuv, it seems, getting back to Reb Tzvi's question, is these are the smallest amounts of chashivas. The amount of water to put into the ointment was a little bit amount of water, much less than what you need to drink when you're thirsty. However, it's enough for it to be considered chashuv. Ushar kolam ashkim be revius. In all other drinks, the chiyuv is the size of a revius. A revius is 1/4 of a lug. The kol ashofchim be revius, and all things that are poured are also be revius. In other words, not only drinks, but also other things that are poured. Rashi says that's coming to include spoiled water. Reb Shimon Omer kulam be revius. Reb Shimon says everything is a revius. V'lo nemru kol shiurin elu ela lematzni ehen. And these shiurim that were said in our Mishnah are only talking about someone who wants to take for himself, to be matzniya for himself. So if an individual is being matzniya for himself, so then you have these shiurim. Take a look at Rashi, Dibar Masko v'lo nemru shiurim b'mishnah l'matzniya levad, v'chazar ha-matzniya v'otziyo chayiv. If someone wants to hide it for these purposes, then he's chayiv. Avol shar kol adam shahotzi, eino chayiv. He's not going to be chayiv. Usvirale the Rabbi Shimon, and this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Matsniya Atzmo Boi Shir Zuta, that for someone who's hiding it, he's going to have a smaller shear. So here is where Reb Tzvi, your Ha'ara, really hits home. And that is, Rabbi Shimon says you adjust it for what the person's motivation is. The regular shear is a large shear of Revius. But if the person is being Matsniya, the Mayim, Kedei Loshu, Benes Akilar, so then in such a case, it's going to be even the smallest shear. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the top. Tana kedei mezigas yos kos yafeh. We learned that the shear of yain is kedei mezigas yos kos yafeh. My kos yafeh, what's a nice kos? Not just it looks nice. Kos shel bracha, what's used for a kos shel bracha? What is that? Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravu, kos shel bracha, what is kos shel bracha? Sarich shiei bo rova revius. Kedei shiyam zigenu viyamod ala revius. The amount of wine, this is an important thing of Gemara. How much actual wine directly from the grapes go into a revius of wine? That's going to be the shear of Isser of Hotzah on Yain. So Gemara describes that as Rova revius, Kedei Shim Zigenu, V'yamod al revius. What is that? So Rashi says in Dibra Maskel, Kedei Shim Zigenu, B'mayim Shlosha Chalokim Mayim, Ve'echod Yayin, 1/4 of a revius. So actually, a revius of wine is only 1/4 wine and 3/4 water. So the shear of Yayin, you'll already be chayiv not for revius. Your cup that Reb Tzvi's holding over there has a little bit more than a revius. So in order to be chayiv for a lot more coffee late night. So to be chayiv on that, you would not need that full or even half of that. It would be quite a bit less than that. Just 1/4 of a revius and 3/4 of water. Tzach sheba revius kdei shims again of yamod our revius, and Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow we'll continue with Rava's raya to this. Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin Vav emerges from the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we will describe it as the changes in halacha for whole wheat bread. Our topic is whole wheat bread in terms of brachos and in Shabbos, because our Gemara discusses whole wheat bread. The Gemara says that bread that had bran in it, whole wheat, if I'm not mistaken, does not have, it's made without removing any of the parts. Once upon a time, as the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lametesam Abeis, as well as in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Samaches, the Gemara and the Halacha pointed out that white bread was looked at as more choshuv. Therefore, the Gemara and the Halacha describes, as in the beginning of Simin Kuf Samaches Siv Beis in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is supposed to make a bracha on the most choshuv type of bread. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if a person has two to choose from, then in such a case, he's supposed to choose the Pas Halavon, which is described also as the Pas Nakia, versus the Pas Kiver, versus what is now described as whole wheat bread. Question that we need to deal with is, does this halacha apply today as well, or not? And let's see other applications from our Gemara. Whole wheat comes out in the Mishnah because the Mishnah describes that when we calculate the shear of ochel that one takes out, if one takes out the subin, the bran that's included in whole wheat bread, that is not included in the shear. You need to calculate only the actual white flour itself. The Gemara points out, 4 lines in, that there's a stira in this regard, that we see that when it comes to halachas of challah, it is mitzdaref. Answers the Gemara that a poor person, if your wife serves you expensive whole wheat bread, I've been converted by my wife, may she be well as well, tell her that this expensive whole wheat bread is actually a poor man's bread. That's what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says in those days, a poor man who didn't have the money to sift, so he would eat it in such a way. When it comes to challah, so then it's mitzarif to shear, because that was lechem haaretz for poor people. Hence, for challah, it is considered combined. However, for pristine bread, then the halacha changes, in the sense that bread, alpi, dine hotza, is defined without taking its bran into account. The Sefer Shas Tshuvas Zecher Yehuda points out that from the halacha of challah, we can infer the halacha of bracha achrona. In terms of shear being mitzaref, just like for challah, the bran is mitzaref for the 43 eggs worth of size for the chiyuv challah, the same would apply in regards to the bracha achrona as well. Similarly, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed says, for that reason, for the shear of hamotzi, that a person ate the appropriate shear, in such a case, then it would be mitzari for the bracha lefanel. And here comes the big chidush. As quoted, I have many Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein svarim, but unfortunately, the Chashukei Chemed on Shabbos I have not found. As quoted in the Pnini Halacha of the edition of the Mesifta, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein suggests that it could very well be that the Halacha on Shabbos will have changed. My wife, the dietitian, and the many, many dietitians and doctors around the world have transformed the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, according to Rabbi Zilberstein, possibly, that since today it is one of the most choshuv types of bread. In fact, it's more expensive than the reality has changed, and he suggests it could very well be, it would be mitzaref the shear of Iser. So he's going further than the Tshuvas Zecher Yehuda, and the Chashukei Chemed suggests the halacha is going to change. If that would be so, that would clearly support what I had always thought in terms of the halacha in Simin Kuf Samaches in regards to whether one should make a bracha over lechem nikia or lechem kiber if he has the two, whole wheat or white bread. For those people who prefer the whole wheat bread, that for them is going to be choshev. Rav Zilberstein is going to transform a halacha in Hilcha Shabbos. Certainly, in terms of chashivus, it's clear from the Gemara and the beginning of Simin Kuf Samaches that these halachos are dependent on chashivus, and therefore the halacha would change for that as well. It would seem that this would apply, and the Piskei Tshuvas says this point in Simin Kuf Samaches Ha'ara number 5, that for those who prefer the whole wheat bread, that would come first. That would be considered more choshev, and the bracha should be made on that. However, he does say, what happens if someone is encouraged by the doctors to eat that bread, even though he finds whole wheat bread not as tasty as white bread, but he eats the whole wheat bread? He says, maybe in such a case, then it's better for him to make the bracha on the white bread. I find that a little bit of a chidush, and one could suggest that no, that if the doctor said, even though it wasn't his first choice, by the way, eventually you'll get used to it and you might actually enjoy it, but for him, this bread is more chashuv. Once upon a time, Chazal thought that the white bread was more chashuv. But therefore, if he normally eats it, and it's not achilas gasa, or it's disgusting to him, but it, for his taste buds, he doesn't think it's as enjoyable as white bread, then it could very well be that even he, where the Piskei Tshuva says, well, if he likes white bread better, really white bread should be the ideal bread to make the bracha on. No, if the doctors say this is what's most chashuv for him, and this is what he normally eats, it could very well be, even if both of those breads are in front of him, so then, in such a case, he should make the bracha on the whole wheat bread. Ad kidei kach, it transformed the halach in Hilchos Shabbos that the subin is mitzaref. It could very well be that that shows that the bran is now choshev. Bezer Hashem, this concludes the unique application to our Mishnah about Hotzah.